Claude Bigeau is retired. To earn extra money, she started a jewelry business about 7 years ago. But business, she says, is slow.
It's not the best of the best, no. You know, people lie, but they are maybe afraid to spend money.
But Claude also remembers her years working as a young woman, making a decent living. But times in Canada have surely changed. Fast forward decades later, and unemployment is at 7.2%. Lower compared to the high rates during the recession, but teenagers and those in their early 20s are still being affected tremendously. A recent report by the CIBC suggests the future generation of Canadians is experiencing chronic unemployment. The youth unemployment rate is more than double the unemployment rate for Canadians aged 25 and older.
And the statistics reveal that for the Canadians in the age group ranging from 15 to 24, more than 400,000 are either jobless or not in school. That's 1 in 10 Canadians.
The labor market is not necessarily showing signs there will be improvement in the near future. After the recession, corporations downsized significantly. And as a result, recent graduates lacking experience were left without job opportunities and mounting debt.
Every real job has been eliminated, and everything is just the fabrication.
Numbers reveal Canadian youth are more educated than previous generations. Students are going to school longer. More than 40% of Canadians ages 20 to 24 are enrolled in school. So who is to blame? Some critics say the education system needs refining, where students can get real-world experience. Others believe education is becoming less about preparing the student for the workplace and more about a financial gain for universities.
And a lot of people are sort of putting this label on education when others could become trades, right? And trades are becoming much more in demand at this time because it's sort of a fad to go to school as well. So essentially what I think is that in the end, if they can't find the job, is it the student's fault or is it the market's fault? And I really don't have the answer to that.
Tuition fees have risen since the last decade. Today's student pays twice as much for an undergraduate degree than they did in the 1990s. The Canadian Federation of Students says university graduates on average have $27,000 worth of loan debt. Ashante Hathaway, Press TV, Montreal.